Leader!
Order, order.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, who got tough in question time, ordering one opposition MP out of the chamber and threatening government MPs with the same fate if they didn't behave. The MP who took an early bath was Labour's Clayton Cosgrove for challenging the Speaker's ruling, ending a dispute over a document.
The Honourable Clayton Cosgrove will leave the House. I do not treat these matters lightly, and for my fairness in this House to be challenged in that way I find totally unacceptable. Because anyone, I think, watching Parliament would consider that I treat both sides of the House fairly. And that is why Mr. Cosgrove has left for the rest of this sitting day.
Mr. Cosgrove had challenged Lockwood Smith's decision to allow Health Minister Tony Ryle to change his mind on the origin of a document so he didn't have to table it in the House.
If the Minister advises the House that the material he was quoting from is material prepared for his answer, then the tradition of the House is that is not considered to be an official document.
The Speaker said he had to accept the Minister's word, even if he had changed his mind, as claimed by Labour's David Parker.
I thought the Minister said it was a schedule printed off from the Ministry of Health website, in which case it is an official document.
David Parker's allegation was repeated by Clayton Cosgrove.
He changed his mind.
The Member will resume his seat immediately. I'm not sure what the Member thinks he's doing if he's not challenging my ruling. That's the end of the matter.
But it wasn't. Clayton Cosgrove questioned the Speaker's fairness and was quickly on his way out the door. He was nearly followed by one or more government MPs after an uproar following the answer that Education Minister Anne Tolley gave to this question from her Labour shadow, Trevor Mallard.
When will most students who were in year one in 2004 when this program was introduced sit NCA level two?
The Honourable Anne Tolley.
When they're ready.
Order. Now, members of the government bench, is someone will be leaving the House also, if there's not a little more respect and discipline.
The Speaker also lectured two government ministers who challenged the way he cut short a long answer from Mrs. Tolley. First up was the Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
For her to be required to read out only the bit that suits the member asking the question is inappropriate.
Order. Order.
She could, sir,
order.
Simply
I've
have chosen to table
order.
It.
Order. Order. The members asking questions choose their questions, and the minister answering does not choose the question. And if the member, who's an experienced member, he's leader of the House, checks standing orders, he'll find that material beyond that necessary to answer the question shouldn't be included.
Nick Smith's argument that Mrs. Tolley was merely providing context also got short shrift.
And I've got to be fair. Ministers don't have the right to say, well, I wish they'd asked that and give an answer in accordance with that. Now, that is not the way it works.
Further along National's front bench, Nick Smith argued that Mrs. Tolley was merely providing context. He also got short shrift.
Point of order, the Honourable Dr. Nick Smith, and I urge him to read the standing orders before he challenges the Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, my point is that when a member has asked for a very specific item to be read out, it is the duty of a minister to ensure that the public is given the proper context. And we can all take half quotes out of reports and create a particular impression. I think it is perfectly proper for a minister to ensure that the full context of
order.
Such quotes
order.
Is reflected in answers.
I've heard sufficient from the Honourable Member. Now, answers are meant to be succinct. They're succinct to the question asked. And I allowed the Minister to go on to put it in context. But once she started to go on to talk about what the wonderful things her government was doing, that was beyond the question asked. And I've got to be fair. You know, where ministers go on too long in answering, in including material beyond that which is asked, it is the members asking questions have the right to determine what is asked. Ministers don't have the right to say, well, I wish they'd asked that and give an answer in accordance with that. Now, that is not the way it works.
There were also several questions from the Greens Foreign Affairs spokesman Keith Locke about the acquittal of peace activists on all charges connected with their raid on the Waihopi base.
Is it his opinion that the acquittal of three peace workers yesterday at the Waihopi trial, does that represent disquiet over anything that aids the US war effort in Iraq? If not, why not?
All of Keith Locke's questions got the same response from the Deputy Prime Minister, Bill English, answering on behalf of the Prime Minister, who's the Minister responsible for the Communications Security Bureau.
Now, on behalf of the Prime Minister, he's not prepared to
discuss any matters relating to GCSB.
Parliament's back on Tuesday at 2. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.